Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping says a new chapter has begun for China-Nauru relations. He met visiting Nauruan President David Adeyung in Beijing and reiterated China's support for the development of the Pacific Island nation. President Xi also welcomed Nauru as a new partner in the construction of the Belt and Road. China and Nauru resumed diplomatic ties in January. On the same day, the Chinese president met visiting Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Scarrett and hailed bilateral relations as an example of South-South cooperation. President Xi said China is willing to work with the Caribbean country to turn friendly relations into motivations for win-win cooperation. China and Honduras are marking 1 year of diplomatic ties with celebrations in Tegucigalpa. The Honduran Economic Development Ministry says there are already positive developments in trade and investment. The two countries signed an early harvest arrangement for a bilateral free trade agreement last month. Honduran Foreign Minister Eduardo Reyna elaborates on the significance of that deal.
This will open a great window of opportunity of Honduran products, and it will be a certain possibility of a market. And this certain possibility will have an impact in the producers in Honduras, so they can program to develop their markets and possibilities to invest more in Honduras, to have more production, and to give more added value to the products in Honduras. So, and also we will have the possibility that investment of China's company in Honduras will be important.
A mainland official says former chairman Ma Ying-jeou of the Chinese Kuomintang Party will lead a delegation of young people from Taiwan to visit the mainland next month. They'll visit Guangdong, Shanxi, and Beijing, and will attend a ceremony honoring China's legendary Yellow Emperor. The mainland says it hopes Taiwan compatriots will pass down traditional Chinese culture, promote exchanges and cooperation, and jointly promote national rejuvenation. A Moscow district court has charged all four gunmen in the concert hall attack with terrorism and placed them under pretrial detention. A TASS news agency report says the Tajik citizens will remain in custody until May 22nd. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. At least 137 people are dead in the shooting and fire at the venue near Moscow. Russia observed a day of national mourning on Sunday. President Vladimir Putin's promised punishment for all those behind the attack. Medical professors in South Korea are handing in their resignations en masse in support of their younger colleagues. Thousands of trainee doctors walked off the job last month in protest of a plan to increase medical school admissions. The government's welcomed efforts from the medical professionals to begin dialogue, but said it won't change its medical reform plan. Jack Barton has more from Seoul.
The doctors are certainly showing no sign of compromise at the moment. Yoon has now ordered his officials to take a more flexible approach. He has said that the issue of 2,000 medical school placements, they've already been placed at the schools around the country, that won't be changed. But on all of the other issues, on price caps, on insurance, on, you know, sort of the doctors going through the criminal justice system when cases are brought against them instead of civil courts, all of this, the government says it is prepared to move on, and it will be more flexible in negotiations. So the health ministry saying that they are quickly moving to establish working level talks with medical professionals, and there has been some reception to that idea.
Simon Harris is set to become Ireland's new prime minister after the Fine Gael party confirmed him on Sunday as the new leader. Harris will replace Leo Varadkar, who unexpectedly announced his resignation on Wednesday as party leader and prime minister. Apple CEO Tim Cook says the company's Chinese suppliers have made a significant contribution to carbon emissions reduction. The California-based company set its goal to be carbon neutral across its products by 2030. Cook said during the China Development Forum that Chinese suppliers are not only receptive to that target, they've also been innovative. Cook has been in China for a series of events, including the launch of Apple's second largest retail store globally in Shanghai and a meeting with China's commerce minister. A geomagnetic storm watch is in place for an outburst of plasma from a solar flare that could interfere with radio transmissions on Earth. It could interrupt aircraft communications with distant traffic control towers and give satellite operators trouble tracking their spacecraft. Another major solar flare in December disrupted radio communications. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.